Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Caleb Patterson, with us, P4P Real Talk in the house. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug sponsorship foundation in the world. We are international, so I can say that with much freedom, much pride, and much happiness. Well, anyway, if you are a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through ice cream, baby, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let us begin to converse, talk, chat, however you want to say it. Let's get this done. You know what day it is. Tuesday, not a throwback, not a transformation, but it is kind of a transformation because we are talking about some big things that P4P Undefeated, August 11th, big whole chunk of information. Yeah, we got that today, and we have D-Man, JB, online with us today. Dad is not going to be with us. She's doing a fundraiser with her daughter. She's being a mother. So, guys, be nice. She's got work to do all night. JB, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Now, we had some people that were a little confused about one of the questions, so I'm going to ask that before we get the show started because I don't want to let it linger and people think we're ignoring the question. One of the things that's been real big this year and last year were the people that have been stripped of their titles because they didn't win because someone had failed a drug test. And one of the questions was, if somebody at the P4P Undefeated had been caught failing a drug test, what kind of acknowledgement would the second place competitor get? Because that seems to be a big issue for the competitors, because it's like they lose that recognition, they lose that moment on stage. What's P4P going to do different than what's been basically par for the course? And yeah, this person got caught cheating, but no one ever seems to acknowledge second place who is actually first place. It's never the transformation, who should have gotten first place. It's never even endorsed. It's never talked about. It's only that so-and-so got caught, and that's the end of the story. So I'm going to hand it to you right now, and you can answer that so everybody can understand in full.
Okay. So this will let you know a little background. P4P is like more of a out-of-a-box. We're not your average supplement company. But also, because we do shows now, we're not traditionally doing what everybody else is doing when it comes to shows. So where your average show, your traditional show, someone would get caught, and then they would get stripped, and the second place person would, basically go away into the dark and whatnot. No one would really get that person wouldn't really get recognition. With us, our number one goal was, when we set out to do this show, was for champions to feel like champions, and to recognize our champions beyond the stage and stuff like that. So what I found, what is not going on a lot, is, and this is based on when I turned pro myself and whatnot. Once, after that night of you getting your trophy and everybody's happy and everything like that, it's pretty much done with. After that, a lot of these shows, you're the champ of that show, but, you don't really feel like it. And stuff like that. I mean, I had to, I know many champions had to go the next year over, had to pay to get into the show that they won. So, we set out to make sure that, whoever the champion is, the person, the one who won got stripped and the second person was recognized, we have things in place that is ongoing recognition. So it really wouldn't, that person would get recognized regardless. So there's things that we're going to talk about tonight about P4P Undefeated, that there are going to be steps all throughout the year and whatnot, and even next year, that person, whoever that champion may be, is going to get recognized. So it doesn't matter if that person got stripped, that person would be the person that would go out into the dark and no one would know who that person is. It'd be the person who deservedly won would be recognized beyond the stage. So they wouldn't be gypped out of any kind of recognition of being the true champ whatsoever.
Yes. And thank you, because that was a good and full, honest answer. And I can piggyback that by saying, you know, you guys have always done well with the athletes that have been sponsored athletes, meaning doing our end of the deal in the contract and, you know, basically endorsing P4P in a way that's uplifting, professional, and promotional. I think
right.
There's a lot of people that have been basically T-shirt wearers and whey protein users, and they think that's the end of the deal. And so a lot of people had a lot of confusion over that. But I think,
yeah.
You know, I still get Arnold Booth tagged for being a sponsored athlete because, you know, that just didn't happen. And to be the only natural supplement company there was groundbreaking in itself. And the fact that you thought enough to bring the athletes out there and to make that part of that speaks volume about, you know, what you're going to be doing with this show and what you're going to be doing with the athletes. Hold on, JB. Joe, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Then we got a full house minus my co-host, my team awesome PIC, Desiree. But I want to go ahead, JB, and finish what you're going to say, and we'll get the show going.
So we have a lot to go over. And so my thing is everybody get a pen and paper out, because it's going to be a little bit of a whirlwind. And if you do have any, if there's, you know, stuff that you need more answers to, you always go to our email, p4pmuscle.com, or hit us up on P4P Muscle Signature Series on Facebook or P4P Muscle on Instagram, and you can hit us, message us on any of the questions that if we don't get to you tonight, just because there's so much of everything that we're going to be talking about tonight is basically a first. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a lot of, I'm sure there are going to be a lot of questions out there for it. And we're going to try to get to everybody's question and try to explain it as best we can, but we only have a certain amount of time. And we'll do other series too, down the line too as well. And like I said, you can email us too as well if you need any questions answered.
Well, there you go. Joe, you want to chime in?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I agree 100%. There's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot to go through. But, you know, we'll do our best to kind of paint the picture of what to expect, what's going to be different, you know, with the show, some of the things that we're trying to do to, you know, show athletes, you know, true appreciation, true exposure for, you know, their titles. So we'll do our best to explain the details, and, you know, as this unfolds, we're fully available 100% to answer any questions as well.
Okay, well, one of them, and like I said, this is a really tricky question, and I've been on a lot of athletes' minds. One of the things that they're talking about is why has it taken so long for a person that's been cheated out of a win to get the recognition they should have had on the day that they were competing, but they didn't because someone basically failed a drug test to cheat?
I mean, that's like asking me, you know, a question about the government. I don't know. I totally agree. You know, I would think that the second place person or the person who rightfully won should get recognition if the person who did get the win the title got caught cheating. That person should get the recognition that they need. You know, with P4P Undefeated, we solved that problem. We went into it.
Yeah,
you know, and that's one of the things we check off the box. Now, as for other organizations, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they run their stuff how they run it. That's the reason why we do it the way we want to do it. So we don't have to deal with that.
Joe, you want to add to that?
No, I mean, I can assure you, though, like, if somebody, you know, landed in second because of something like that happening, like a drug test failure, that person that is the true winner is the one that's going to end up, you know, on the labels for the seasonal product. They'll get all the benefits that was reserved for the champion. So there's several things that we're doing for those winners. And, you know, most of the things are actually happening after the show when we'd be able to verify with drug tests, you know, who really was the true winner. So that's really not an issue with us.
And I know there's a bunch of questions, but let's start, because some of this stuff is very exciting. And we got a lot, and we also got to get into P4P Vault as well, which is another milestone as well outside of the show. But one of the things that we're doing that proves that we're doing recognition beyond the stage is that the winner of our show, we're putting them on one of our seasonal supplement products. So we are taking an athlete, our pro winner, and we are putting their image on our supplement that goes across the nation. You know, so that's a first. That's a first. And so that's one of the things that is beyond the stage that I'm talking about, making champions feel like champions. So we're going to, you know, promote our champions. And one thing we're going to do is we feel that whatever we do is just as a milestone and is important P4P muscle as a whole. And so we take our champions very seriously. If someone wins our show, they are the man or they are the woman. And they walk around like the mayor of the city, and they deservedly so because they worked hard for it. And we feel that they should be treated as such. So one of the steps we're doing beyond the stage is we're going to put the pro winner on all the pro winners on our supplements and whatnot and stuff. So their image will be shot across the nation, which is pretty cool, and so that's gonna be great. And then the second thing that we're doing beyond the stage is free ride. So the free ride is something that I have never heard of, even in MPC or IFBB, where the pro winners that win our championship, there's gonna be a draw. And the winners of the pro winners will draw out. Whoever wins that draw will get a free ride, which means a travel allowance. That means free hotel. That means free drug test, free entry fee. They would get, you know, free tanning, free, you know, I mean, they get basically a free ride. And I mean, how many people out there, I mean, and this is one of the things, you know, that this is when you have experience of being on the stage and stuff like that, and you sit there and say, well, you know, if I could have anything, what would it be as an athlete? And that's where that came from. I was like, man, it'd be cool if I didn't have to pay all this stuff. I could just go into a show and you know, free, and just stress-free and stuff like that, and just go in there and be pampered like a champion. So that's some of our pampering beyond the stage that we want to do, doing a free ride. So we got one, image on the supplement, two, free ride, travel allowance, hotel stay, free entry, free drug test, free photos. It's a big package for that winner. And then the people who didn't get the drawing are gonna get their entry reimbursed. So that's a cool thing too as well. They're gonna get reimbursed right off stage. So they're gonna get cash put in their hand, back in their hand before they leave that night. So that's really cool too as well, beyond the, you know, at the stage. And then so another thing that we're doing now, just while I'm going through this, because there's a lot here. So the next thing that we're doing is called King and Queen of the Hill. Now, this is pretty cool. This is pretty cool. So what happens is when our champions or our show, they win and they defend their title, that means something to them. So when they defend their title, not only do they win the prize money, we give them bonuses on top of the prize money for defending their championship. So I believe, and Joe, you can correct me if I'm wrong, the first defense, you get, $300, Joe?
$500 for the first defense.
Okay, so the first time is $500. The second defense is $750, and the third defense is $1,000 that you get bonus on top of the reward money. Now, really think this through, y'all. Now, think about this. If you are happen to be that champion that draw the free ride, right? Think about that. Draw the free ride, right? You get your prize money. And then next year, when you defend your title, you get another bonus on top of that. Man, dude, that's a deal. That's crazy. And then you get your image on the supplement too as well. So you're getting promoted as a champion and stuff like that. And there are going to be people who don't, you know, not even part of bodybuilding that's going to be seeing your image and whatnot, like, oh, this who's this person and stuff like that. So that's great promotion for, you know, an athlete. And then so we got, again, the review. We got the supplement, image on the supplement, the free ride, the King and Queen of the Hill. Now watch, now hold on to this. So, we just added a new thing, which is called Trainer's Trial. And what that is we understand that every champion has someone behind them that helps them get to where they are. You know, if it's a coach, if it's a posing coach, whoever, nutritionist, whoever it may be, there's someone that's always helping that person. So what we're doing, we're recognizing all the trainers of these pro winners and whatnot, and what happens is when their athlete defends their title, that pro trainer, the pro winner of that trainer of that athlete gets a bonus too. What?
Oh wow!
What?
Wow!
What? Yeah, that trainer gets a bonus too, and we recognize that trainer also on stage and on the screen. And everything too as well. We ain't playing that. Now what happens?
Hey, that's a mic drop right there.
Yeah,
that's a mic drop.
The first defense, the trainer get $100. The second defense, the trainer gets what is it, Joe?
It goes up by $100 every year.
Okay, so it goes up to another $200 the next year, and then in the third defense, the trainer gets $300 the next year. So if you got some athletes, man, let's say some people who got a big stall of athletes, pro athletes and whatnot, imagine if you get a trainer that has an athlete that wins, an athlete that won every category that's in our pro thing. They're coming away with some dough and some recognition to where that's going to help them get even more athletes as they go because they're going to be hearing that trainer's name throughout the show. So my thing is that we want to recognize them as well because we know a lot of times those trainers don't get recognized. And there's, you know, you hear about, you know, Cliff Wilson, which he's a phenomenal trainer. You hear about a whole lot of, but there's trainers out there that you don't hear about that are doing a great job with some of these athletes. So So
yes.
we want to make sure that everybody who has these athletes that are, you know, are winning championships, those trainers are getting recognized as well. So that's the one that we're adding to it too as well. And I'm gonna let Joe take on the rest because I did that half. Joe, you do the rest.
Okay.
Where do you want me to go? Where do you want me to go? Okay.
Hold on. If somebody is on speaker and it's putting static over the air, so it's breaking up. So whoever's on static, speaker, take it off so we can so the listeners can hear it.
I'm not on speaker. I'm on earphone.
Okay.
Joe?
No, no speaker.
Oh wow.
You're on speaker?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what's up there.
All right, maybe it's just something going through. Well, anyway, go ahead.
All right.
Where do you want me to go from there? Like, what do you want to know, okay?
There's a lot more, so I'm just trying to hand it off.
We're going to backtrack because I really don't think, like, they're coming in with questions, but it's something that JB already covered. So
Let's
backtrack on what he just said, and then we'll go from there because I know what JB just said. And like I said, I can piggyback that you guys are meaning what you say. This ain't just lip service because you've already practiced this past with the money booth, passing out best poser from P4P's pocket, not from the promoter or the show. So these things have already been set in place. So this is nothing new to you guys. This is not. I mean, it's groundbreaking in what you're doing. But the way your technique and your style, this is not new. The format has basically been laid in place already.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. As far as all of this stuff right now is, it's posted publicly in multiple spots, so you can find this on our Facebook, our Instagram, on p4pundefeated.com. This is stuff you can write down, take a picture. It's going to happen.
You better believe it. So just walk back through it, what JB just said, and we might even have to go back to basically, you know, from square one because I think finally you got their attention because basically I think they were thought we were putting them on or basically they thought they were hearing it wrong because it's a lot of questions coming in, but like I said, it's something that JB already covered. So, you know, the first mic drop, up until now, so let's go back to when the first original three came out, and then we'll progress from there.
Sure. So yeah, basically, if you want to start with you know, the first thing JB talked about, it's the athletes going on the seasonal product labels. So honestly, like, you know, if you think of all major sports, whether it's Olympic athletes or, you know, some of the major sports, like, it's really, you know, kind of a cool popular idea that's been out there. With probably the most popular one is the Wheaties box, right? Like, you know, these athletes are getting major distribution, you know, through, you know, their likeness on a product. And it's something that just doesn't happen in natural bodybuilding, and it should. Yeah. So we're going to be able to provide that. We think, you know, the people that qualify on that level, they're pro athletes. They've basically, you know, blood, sweat, and tears into the sport. They're doing it clean. They're doing it right. You know, they definitely deserve some recognition. And, you know, even though our distribution isn't as big as Wheaties, it's still pretty cool. And they're going to go all around the nation. They're going to be in a lot of people's homes. So that's a really cool benefit. We're proud to be able to do it, to be able to have the distribution to do it, and to be able to have the products that do it. So all four categories, all four pro overall winners are going to have that opportunity. And they'll be on one of our seasonal products for the entire duration of however long that stock lasts. So for at least a quarter throughout the year, all the products that go out are going to have their image on it.
Wow. Now, before we go any further from that point, the seasonal flavors, you know, Chad and I have been joking back and forth about the apple pie and all this other stuff. When are they rolling out and when can they be purchased?
Great question. The first ones are actually hitting right now. So tomorrow is where they're finishing up the final labeling and going to third-party testing for Grasshopper Pie Isoway. and also the Coffee and Cream Alter Ego, the two flavors for the winter season. And they're available now. We have them through tomorrow. This is kind of the last chance to do this, but we had them on pre-sale for $5 off. So through tomorrow, there is a last chance to do that, and then the products will be ready to ship as soon as the third-party testing comes back. We'll be ready to go with those. And then we do have some other ones slated, obviously, for every quarter throughout the year. We've asked for feedback from, customers, potential customers, and gotten some really good ideas through some surveys. So we're going to keep that alive as well. We want everybody's feedback on some of the flavors that they would love to see. But, yeah, we've already got the first few. It's current. It's happening right now. We're within about 24 hours of getting them out for the third-party testing. And then when we get into the spring season, we actually tested a product. This is just a little view into the future. It's still a little ways out, but we tested a product that original plans had it slated to be a summer flavor, and it came back so good, and it blew everybody away so much that we actually put it on order, pushed it up about 12 weeks to get it into the spring. So we've got a watermelon popping candy Alter Ego that's coming for spring.
See y'all playing. Yeah. Quit playing.
No, for real. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
And you had me with watermelon.
Oh, it's amazing, man. Yeah, it was amazing. So that was one of the ones where it was planned for summer, but, every bit of feedback was so positive, we want to get it out sooner. So that one's coming. We're looking at about 8 weeks for that to hit. And then we've got some other products that have tested already that are ready to roll out. And then, we're still looking for feedback for once we get into, fall of next year and also winter of next year, taking some of the ideas that, hopefully people that are listening have some great ideas too, and they can hit us up and let us know what they think. But I mean, we've tested all the way through to some things that we have in mind for fall. Our chemists, our food scientists, they're getting better and better. And it's pretty cool to be able to challenge them with some pretty unique things and watch what they come up with. I got probably the best compliment, the best testimonial that I've ever received in all my time with P4P from our chemist regarding our chain reaction branched chain amino product. After he was playing around with one of the newer ones that's coming out in the future seasonal, he hit me up and he was like, listen, your products are really challenging to flavor, and especially to your specs, because they're so damn potent. He's like, all of the big, big companies that we work with, that we flavor, they don't touch what you guys offer as far as how potent and, how good the ingredients are. So masking, some of the things that are typically really bitter, like branched chain aminos, they're extremely bitter, and masking that flavor is not easy. So it was probably one of the best compliments. It made me smile. One of the best compliments I've ever heard is, your products are so good that this challenges me, I thought that was great to hear.
Well, I could go even further because, especially when you do the sampling and taste testing, and I get to do that a lot because I keep the containers in the car. Well, when I had the car, we got the chance to, have it sitting right there. So when we're short on something, let's say branched chain amino acid, protein, pre-workout, there and available. And they were just blown away by the taste. But the thing that really got them was the quality of the product. And I'm going to basically pat you guys on the back for you, because I shared with you something that had been shared with me, which was that company that got hit big time. I don't know if you guys got a chance to read that message.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah. If you, they got slammed, and because basically nothing on their label was listed, it was in the product, because there was so many side things that were in there, and one of them is one of the real hot topics the last 2 years is this SARMs, because it's so damaging and so detrimental to people's liver and hearts. So, when you talk about third-party testing, I just wish that I always reference people back to the archives when we were talking about how you were going to eat the cost of these upgrades without trying to pass it on to the client or the buyers. So, you know, that's a big deal because a lot of this cheap stuff is exactly that, cheap stuff. And Target got hit, Walmart got hit, Walgreens got slammed. And there was another, GNC even got hit really hard when they came down to product testing and seeing if what was in the product was actually what was there. So that's huge when you're talking about the taste, because I know when I give people the Alter Ego, one, they got to calm down. After, you know, we got to get the workout done. Then after that, they about how good the stuff tastes and how they enjoy it. You know, they don't have to make that or take it. And then when they get the protein, they can enjoy that as well. So third-party testing foods taste phenomenal, but also the fact that the cost is not passed on to the buyer. That, so, you know, a little bit about that before we go any further so people can truly understand and digest exactly what we just said.
Yeah, the CGMP manufacturing, you know, just a glimpse into the future here, too, I guess. Like 5, 10, 15 years ago, you know, there's a lot of companies that, you know, at best kind of made up their own quality control. And, you know, you're seeing the impact of that now, you know, if you're following the FDA.gov public, you know, the public stories like the one you're referencing, you're seeing the impact of that. Like, you know, it's not worth the risk, you know, number one, for the consumers, for your brand image. It's not worth the risk to cut any of those corners. But the CGMP manufacturing is extremely important to us because you have to pass through extreme internal quality control, and then the facility is actually getting inspected by FDA reps to make sure that that quality control meets the certified good manufacturing practices. And they will tear these facilities apart from limb to limb. And they want to know that every single worker that's involved with quality control has documented training to make sure that they're doing all of the checkpoints at the right times. They want to see this third-party testing, this outside proof that there's nothing in that product as far as, you know, some of the things that they're looking for is, you know, like mold, any kind of like bacteria, things like that, that's completely devoid from the product. They're actually checking on label claims, making sure that protein content, carbohydrate content, fat content are right on. So, you know, to cut a corner and eliminate those things, it's literally just a matter of time. You know, the writing's on the wall that the first place the FDA has started with over the last, like, 5 years for sure is going after companies on labels. And this is no joke. You can look at it. It's like 150 pages of FDA bylaws to understand how to make a label just perfect the way it needs to be. So to cut a corner and guess, it's just not worth it. And then as far as, you know, making up your own quality control and not doing it the way that it should be done according to CGMP, those companies are going to be exposed. So unfortunately, I think it's a trend you're going to see continue. I think there's going to be more and more companies that are going to be exposed on that. Sometimes it's smaller companies, and sometimes it's the biggest, most popular companies out there. So, you know, you're better off just, you know, doing your homework and going with a company that can prove it.
Yes. And it's so easy to basically be fooled or tricked if you're not doing the research. And there's been plenty that have been, you know, they're trusting the wrong people and they're paying for it, especially the natural competitors. There's been stories. You guys have been there just like I have, where you see where they've been taking something that they actually thought was a natural supplement, only to find, you know, come show day, that it's a banned substance because they finally get to see the list that they hadn't done their research check before that. Now, when we're talking about the P4P Undefeated, there's going to be a lot of groundbreaking things done at the venue that we haven't addressed. Are we going to be covering that tonight?
Sure. You bet.
Okay, well, we can start with that.
Okay. So first thing I want everybody to know is as far as production quality goes and what you can expect, the company that is signed on to run this show is one of the production companies that's going to be involved next weekend with Super Bowl 52. So this is no small level production. This is nothing where it's going to feel like a high school or a middle school auditorium that has nice lights and a decent audio. It's nothing like that at all. This is professional stage design. This is a company that, you know, runs mega productions down to the minute details. So there's going to be a ton of planning involved. And, you know, honestly, it's really just getting started. And, you know, there's a ton of work to do with it. But what you can expect is another complete different level of what you've seen as far as the production goes. And then the organization of the show as well. There's somebody that's responsible completely for the flow of the show, you know, the timing being right and all of those things. So there's an actual director. This is literally like a production. This is less along the lines of, like if you've been to, I've been to many, many shows across the country, and there's varying levels of what you see. But, you know, it's going to be much less along the lines of if you've ever been to a show where it feels like everybody's lost and it's not in order and, you know, what happened, something's off track and, you know, oh, my God, we got to pull it back together. That kind of stuff is not going to happen. This is a production company with, you know, tons of experience to run things the right way. So that along with the other team that's going to be involved with it, we've got a lot of really experienced people that are promoters that run some of the best shows in the country, some of the most organized shows that are going to be helping with expediting and things like that. So the combination of the production company being able to run it along with the right people that are, you know, really in tune to bodybuilding, you can expect a very good show flow. And then the quality of lighting, the quality of audio, video, all of that will be something like people have never seen. And then, of course, you know, like some of the partners that we went out and picked to kind of wrap up the experience. We are working with Liquid Spectrum Photography and Videography on this. Scott is amazing at what he does. I know you know that, Kay, because one of the favorite pictures I've ever seen of you was from Scott on one of the stages that we respect a lot that does good lighting and good production. So we went out to purposefully get Liquid Spectrum. And, you know, Scott doesn't just add on shows like crazy anymore. He selects shows that are different. And after I told him what we're doing, it was no hesitation. He's like, I'm in. You know, I want to be the person behind the lens that captures this. So, you know, we've assembled a team all the way around to be able to deliver on an experience that's going to raise the bar.
And that's great. Guys, I got like six people. It sounds so good, and they're loving everything they're hearing, but they're asking, what's the catch? And I'm telling you, there isn't one. But I want you guys to basically walk them back from the edge because they're saying it sounds too good to be true.
Sure. No, I could totally understand where they're coming from. I mean, I get it 100% because I've probably been to nearly 100 shows, and I've never seen anything like this. So I completely get it. It's pretty groundbreaking stuff. But you also have to analyze this from a little bit different angle. You know, if I were an individual promoter that wanted to put on a good quality show and I was doing it, you know, because I love the sport, but I also need to keep my budget lower, you know, because I got to be careful. I don't want to, you know, hurt my own personal finances too much, then I probably wouldn't be able to go to this level. But with the full backing of a company, I can go to a different level and I can provide a different level of production. And I can provide some unique bonuses and some unique experiences for athletes. So I totally understand, you know, where it's coming from, where it sounds too good to be true. I 100% get it. But this is a lot different than how shows are normally done. You know, like I said, if it was me doing it as an individual and it was my own, you know, personal finances on the line, I probably wouldn't be able to go to this level. But with the backing of a company, I can go to this level.
And this has been in the making for years.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I mean, this ain't something that we just popped off and stuff like that. This is something beyond even and a that we have planned and talked about. So there's many, many years of careful, you know, taking the good from a lot of different companies, such as, you know, some of the stuff that promoters like Leif Anderson, what he does and stuff like that. And then, you know, I'm a really out the box type individual. I don't follow people and whatnot. I like doing my own thing, and I like putting a twist on things and stuff like that, that I feel that will, you know, heighten the entertainment value of the show. So, I mean, this is the same company that went into the Arnold Classic and did some unique promoting of our booth, and we had a line going around the corner, just like
yes, we did.
We could go toe to toe with any other company up in there. So my thing is that, you know, I'm not doing that. I'm not saying that just to pout my chest. I'm saying that what happens is when we do things and whatnot, we strive to, you know, as you would say, break the glass, you know, do something that
hasn't been
done.
Can I add something right quick? Because, just to show how far it goes back to its initiation, I mean, to basically the creation of it, you guys were already stepping out of the box by saying we're only going to cater to natural athletes, drug-tested natural athletes. That was unheard of. I mean, like, I can go back, and this is before I'd ever met you guys, and one of the things I had asked two supplement companies is, why don't you promote the natural athletes? Because they live, breathe, and die by the supplements. Why don't you promote them? And they said, because there's no profit to it. And that was shocking. You considering that these are the people that are basically holding your industry up, and you're saying you can't invest in the very people that are keeping your doors open. And that was shocking to me. It hurt a lot, and it was like it was painful to hear. But there was some truth to the reason why. And, you know, like I said, the standards that you guys set still had to be met. But you still said it's only going to be catered to by natural athletes. So that in itself shows how far you guys are willing to go. And that was in your inception.
Well, I'll give you an example right now, dude. When we do our show, right, we're not like everybody else. You got to understand, man, I do things based on, I do unique things and out-the-box things. But everything has a rhyme and a reason for it. And what happens is that I do things as a business standpoint, and I don't involve my ego. I don't involve things that doesn't.
You don't invite your alter ego. All
right, I don't involve things that doesn't accomplish the goal. You understand what I'm saying? If it doesn't accomplish the goal, I get rid of it. So for one example and whatnot, when we do this show, we're gonna have booths at our show of other supplement companies.
Yes.
Now think about
that. And that's what we talked about.
Now think about that. Someone would sit there and say, well, why would you do that? Why would you have other supplement companies that they're your competition and stuff like that? My thing is PPP don't fear competition. And the thing about it is we welcome competition, because what it does is keeps us on our toes and stuff like that. What I love about certain, you know, unique promoters that's on this side of it for shows and stuff like that, promoters like Leif Anderson, people like that, because they bring the best out of me and best out of P4P. And what happens is that then that means that you, the consumer, which that's also the drug-free athlete, get the best. You know, you see what I'm saying? When you have everybody doing the same thing, if you have you ever ate sardines every day, it's not too the first maybe the first third the first two or three days. Yeah,
not even the first time.
But 30 days of it, pretty soon you ain't gonna want to eat sardines no more. And my thing is we not rolling like everybody else. And we feel that people want sometimes something else. And we want to, you know, do our show as entertainment, too, as well. So So we don't want to sit there and say, all right, you know, we could have took the shortcut, man. We could have sat there and we could have did a high school and we could have just followed what everybody else did and stuff like that. But, you know, I wanted to strive for greatness. I want to do things that have never been done before. Good, if people accept it or not.
Undefeated.
Yeah, people accept it or not, that's not the point of it. The point of it was that I felt that the athletes deserved something better. And not saying that our show, I'm going to give you the same thing what I said when we first started P4P Muscle. It probably won't be us that really breaks through and whatnot, but I would love to be that person that hold that door open for the person who does. And that's my goal with this sport, is to bring it to another level that it should be at, versus, you know, following what everybody else want to do, and it stays in the shadow. So, you know, we're trying to strive to do great things. We don't sit there and we don't look at, you know, what someone else is doing and things of that nature. We just, you know, we honestly just look at things, you know, if we were, which I, you know, I was an athlete. If I'm an athlete, what would I want? And this is what I would want.
And it works. You know, there's a flow to it. I'm going to ask one more topic, and then we're going to get to some of these questions because they're starting to build up on this, the vault. Okay. Can we talk about the vault?
You want me to take this one, JB?
What did you say? I didn't hear it.
Do you want me to take that one, the vault?
Yeah, take that because I didn't hear it.
Okay. So, yeah, P4P vault. So basically what it is it's a membership with P4P. We've got several different benefits that you get as a member. Probably the most exciting one to most people is our premium membership. You can get below wholesale price on the product, 47.3% discount. What I love about
Wait,
47.3% off on the product. What I love about that is, you know, everything we talked about so far, the standards are the same. It's a CGMP manufacturing. It's third-party tested. It still has extremely high standards before it ever gets to a customer. And it's the same kind of quality level, but we're able to give it to people at prices that really no one can touch. So, you know, I put out a couple weeks ago a comparison of some of the most popular pre-workouts, and we're literally per serving like 25% of what they are on cost per serving with Alter Ego. So this is a way for someone to be able to get premium, you know, products that are done right, and it's going to cost less than the ones that are basically using ingredients that are really not up to par and probably not taking all the steps. So, you know, there's the discounts, I think, are where people are going to be most excited about it. There's two levels. Oh. There's a basic and a premium level. So 30% with basic, 47.3% off on the premium membership. And we're also going to be, everybody that's a member with us, we're going to be sending out some good training and nutrition information to the list every single month. You know, that's basically to take another step to some really good results. So, you know, obviously, you know, with, you know, a lot of people that are listening are athletes, they have coaches, there's people that are trainers listening, you know, but our customer base transcends that. We have a ton of people that are new to the gym, you know, people that are also just getting started on their fitness journey that maybe someday are going to become an athlete and maybe don't even have that interest. But we're going to be sending out some good, solid coaching, training information, nutrition information to help assist these people get results as well. Because we all know it comes down to, you know, solid training, solid nutrition, supplements, the whole package. So we're going to provide that information. We also have some additional benefits going on right now. Anybody that's a premium membership member with us for a year, there's a 1% cash back that we're going to be able to give those people to their account. And then everybody that's with us, we have a membership program, a loyalty program, where every purchase they're going to compile points that it's integrated in our shopping cart to give you cash to spend towards the next purchase. So there's a lot going on. It makes it so much more affordable than it's ever been. And there's zero risk. Like, so if somebody becomes a member tonight, they can go onto the website. They can pick out the products that they want from P4P. They can add one of the two memberships to their cart. It's set up to automatically load that discount, which will pay for the membership itself for this month. And then all of the products are 100% guaranteed, and there's no contract to the membership. It's a month-to-month membership. So there's literally no risk to it, but it's a way for us to be able to extend some pretty revolutionary pricing on some of the best products you can get in this market.
Let me break this down like fractions. All right. Let me crystallize it so you guys can, you know, get this. This is a paradigm shift. Now, what I mean by paradigm shift, dude, we're creating a whole new business. You don't even understand what's happening right now. What we doing is we giving the middle finger to how things are done and whatnot. And what we're saying, what we're doing is think about Netflix, what Netflix and what Hulu and all those ones are doing to cable companies right now. People are buying Fire Sticks and just doing memberships, right? Because they can get HBO and all that other stuff through these companies a whole lot cheaper and just buy a monthly membership. Same thing with Costco and things of that nature. We're changing the game. We're changing the game, dude. You don't understand what's happening here. We're changing the game. We're giving you these products for what we pay for. There's nobody who's doing that. We're giving you products that you can't even get in Walgreens cheaper than, and it's higher quality. And
much
what
higher
I'm saying
quality.
Is, look, and we're coming out with a whole new line later down the road that's gonna just basically be the mic drop that no one can even touch us. But that's down the road. But what I'm saying is this. Here's the thing. Let me break this down to you and whatnot. There was a dude that I know that just became a P4P Vault member from us, right? And he used to buy stuff from GNC and all the other stuff, you know, his normal stuff, monthly stuff. And he used to pay anywhere between $138 to $150 for what he get from GNC. He got the same stuff from us with the membership, and he paid $70 for everything.
Wow.
You're not getting that. This ain't no where we got the, you know, we're doing a sale. No, dude, we getting rid of sales. We just giving you what we pay for. Period. We get the membership, you get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars of savings. It's a win-win.
Wow. Guys, if you don't mind, we're going to step off for a minute and answer some of these questions. Dez and I have been, I do a lot of that whole chunk up in the background when we talk about P4P Undefeated. And a lot of people just started checking out where that is. So just speak a little bit about the venue. And they say it looks like it's close to Wisconsin Dells. And since the show is in
right
the summer. Yeah, so just lighten the people on that.
I'll take this. So the Dells is basically a resort place. During the summertime, it's an awesome place to bring your family. There's water parks everywhere from Kalahari to Noah's Ark to the Wolf Lodge. There's many, many places there that you can have fun, from gigantic water slides, some of the biggest water slides and pools and you know, you name it. They have also water shows and different things. It's a really cool place to come and bring the family. So if you do compete, man, there's a lot to do here. As a matter of fact, we're going to try to have like a traveler's packages for all the athletes and their families, so they know, you know, where to go, you know, what, you know, and they can sort of choose what they want to do and stuff like that with their family. Even at the Ho-Chunk place, we have like sort of, there's like a, if you bring your kids and whatnot, there's like an arcade place where, you know, they have the you know, the ski ball, you know, basically the whole nine for the kids and stuff like that. So there's something for everybody in this place. And we'll start sending more. We're going to start doing videos and things of that nature, sort of giving people a tour of the Wisconsin Dells, you know, especially people from out of town, so they can see, you know, dude, there's a lot to do here. And this can be like not just you doing the competition. This can be like a family vacation and stuff like that, because there's so much to do up here in the Dells.
Wow. Joe, if you could speak about the venue itself.
The venue
Sure. The room that we're actually in is called the Upper Dells Ballroom. So it's a big open concept. You know, this hosts everything from like super popular comedians to rock bands, you name it. But it's an open concept. The stage is going to be built into this room and customized for P4P. And then in the venue, we're going to be doing some seating arrangements that are completely unique as well. So kind of starting from the front of the room, right up against the stage, all the way to the back, I'll kind of explain how everything is organized as far as tickets go and where you'll be seated. The area up front by the stage is the ultimate stage experience. And so we've got some pretty limited seating there. It's going to be pretty exclusive. But on our stage, there's going to be two catwalks that get you out into the audience. So when we get into finals and people are doing, you know, T-walks and people are doing routines for physique and bodybuilding, they're going to be able to go interact inside the crowd, which is going to be a really cool experience. But the people that have tickets in that section, they're going to be able to literally reach out and high-five an athlete like you get at a concert experience. And they're literally inside the stage, you know, and some of that seating, and then right up against the stage. So, you know, if you've got somebody competing that, you know, you want to be really close to and get the best pictures in the house and have the coolest experience, that's where you want to be. We've also got a couple major surprises that are going to happen on game day in finals that I'm not going to give it away. I promised I wouldn't. You want to be in those seats for the surprise that's going to happen in finals. And then immediately behind that, the next section is going to be seating. The closest tables are our VIP tables. And at these tables, you're going to be able to, you know, throughout pre-judging and finals, there's going to be refreshments provided, you know, water, coffee, you know, basics. You know, you're going to have some snacks and some food to be provided by us for all the VIP ticket holders all night long, a free drink on us. And, you know, you're going to be up close to the action, but in a super comfortable, you know, seated environment with, you know, tables similar to what you see at really high-end conferences and weddings, things like that. And there's also wait staff available to take care of all those people. And then as you progress a little further into the room, there's some additional regular seating that's going to happen. And in the regular seating, there's still wait staff. There's still going to be some snacks provided. You know, it's still very good seating. There's a big screen where, you know, you can still easily see the stage, but you also have
Joe,
a big screen in there. Yeah.
Joe,
yeah.
Just so we can reiterate, because I want people to understand what you just said, because they're saying drink. You talking about protein shakes, or are you talking about water? What are you talking about with drink?
Oh, yeah. No, we're talking about actual drinks. So VIP seats, you're going to have coffee, water, a drink ticket to basically go get whatever you want, you know, wine, champagne, a drink, whatever you want. So this is literally going to be, you know, you're here to watch a show, but you're also here to have a really good time. So it's not P4P shakes. It's going to be, you know, drinks from the bar.
Well, we will have P4P shakes there at the booth.
Yeah.
But let me just back up what Joe was saying a little bit. The VIP tables is ridiculous. So the VIP tables is going to have a spread for, so let's say someone buys a seat, right? It's going to have a spread from, like, in the morning, it's going to be things like coffee and bagels and cream cheese and stuff like that for the pre-morning. At night, it's going to be something at the turns. Now, don't quote me on this stuff. It could change, but it's going to be along the lines of all that. it's going to be at night something like, you know, pizza and drinks and things of that nature for the VIP. And then what you got to also understand, all those VIP tables are going to be also sponsored too as well. So they're going to be swag bags for all the people who got those seats as well to what, you know, from stuff from, I think, what's their limit? Like the minimum is like 55 or 75 bucks, Joe. And So there are going to be a lot of good gifts and things of that nature that's going to be in those bags, swag bags for the audience. Now, that in itself, I haven't went to one bodybuilding show where there was swag bags for the audience.
Right.
At all, which to me, business wise, that don't make any sense whatsoever. But my thing, so you know, when we did our own show, we were like, man, we're gonna get some sponsors, and also not only to give the athletes stuff, let's give these audience members some stuff too as well. So those VIP tables, they're gonna get swag bags and stuff like that. They're gonna be pampered. They're gonna have the best seat in the house. They can get food and drink and whatnot, and it's gonna be awesome. And then there's the next section, which is our regular tables, and they're gonna have they're still gonna have snacks, and they're gonna have soda, water, things of that nature, and then stuff. That doesn't seem like a lot, you know. Maybe someone off the street, they hear that, but if you ever been to a bodybuilding show, you ain't seen none of this stuff before. I've been to the Olympia and the Arnold Classic, and they ain't doing this. So my thing is we're going to have that too as well. And then we'll also, you know, if you got someone who's just coming off the street, you know, dude, I just want to see the show. We also have seats in the back for those people too as well. So we have something for every flavor in there. And we will have the big thing with our show that's going to be really different from other shows is crowd participation, interaction. It's going to be from the athletes to the crowd, from the judges, from everywhere. It's going to be interaction. I went to many, many shows, and I had what I would hear from people from shows, from the vendors on, man, when can we get out of here? You know,
exactly.
And I thought that sucked. I thought that was pretty bad, man. I don't want people to come to my show and wishing to get out of here like they in jail.
Can't wait to leave.
Right. So I was like, we're gonna shake this up a little bit. We have what you call Name That Tune game show, and we're gonna have where we bring crowd members up on the stage. And they're going to be naming that tune. And if they get something like five, and we're going to bring people in five in a row, or I forgot the rules and whatnot. All I know is they win $300 and stuff like that. And that's going to be a fun thing to keep the thing going. We're going to have a live DJ on the stage and whatnot. We'll have We'll have a professional. We'll have a professional dancer to open up things and whatnot. 2.0. He does a lot of video dancing and stuff like that. We're going to open up with that. We're going to have some other secrets that we're going to be laying on the crowd. Let me put it this way. I can't tell you what it is, but trust me, man, it's going to go viral on social media. And then so they're going to be the Boost Bowl. We want everybody now. How many times we have vendors out there that are poor? Here's the benefit of us going across the nation, doing shows and events and whatnot. We know what not to do. And my thing is we got even things for the vendors and stuff like that too as well, which is the Boost Bowl, and that's where people are gonna put their each booth is gonna have a bucket and the audience members are going to be able to vote on who has the best booth. And whoever has the best booth, we're going to reimburse them all their money that they paid to have that booth to start with, and we're going to award it to them on stage. Who's doing this?
Oh, wow.
Who's doing it? We're from top to bottom, we are addressing everybody. You know, we are addressing everybody from top to bottom. And we want to make sure that this is interaction. We want to make sure that it's not, you know, there's not these long lulls and stuff like that. A lot of people say, well, dude, that takes away from the show. No, it doesn't. It enhances the show. And I'm going to tell you, it enhances the show. People don't want to – look, I don't care how much you are in the bodybuilding, dude. You can only see someone pose only so much. That's why even the Arnold, they mix it up and they have a lot of things that are going on. They do things in pieces and stuff like that. So when you have drug pre-bodybuilding, when you have an all-day event, you know, here's my thing, dude. There's these bodybuilding shows, right, that are looking, how can we make this bodybuilding show shorten, right, and make it go along faster and things of that nature. And I'm with that. I'm with that wholeheartedly. It shouldn't be, you know, how long it should be and stuff like that. But there's no, okay, you know what, we got to do this show. Let's make it entertaining. No one's addressing that. How about this? Here's a wild idea. Let's make the show entertaining.
Make it better.
Let's do some things. Let's make to where when Johnny's competes on the stage and they bring their grandmother, their aunt, their sister, that their aunt and sister and all of them come there and have a good time, not sit there and suffer. We don't want people suffering at our show. We want people to be happy and stuff like that. So, you know, we're going to do happy things. And that's how we rolling with this show, you know. Good or bad, whatever you think about it, I will guarantee you this. When you leave this show, it's going to be a good time.
Well, I'm already excited just hearing it. Now, we got to get to some of these questions. What Jake is asking about, you know, the venue itself, because it's showing a casino, and he's wondering, like you said, the room, is that part of the casino or is this part of the hotel?
Joe?
It's basically there's a tunnel that would go from, you know, where the restaurants and inside. It's not like a tunnel underground. It's just like a walkway that you would go through to get to the casino. So it's not necessarily in the casino floor, but it's a short walk to the casino. It's all part of the resort. So, you know, the overall venue, it's a pretty big place, but to move from the Upper Dells ballroom to the casino, you're looking at maybe like a three to five minute walk. So the hotel's not far away either. The hotel's connected also. So if you're staying there, if you stay there Friday night, you know, you basically are going to be able to, you know, walk right from the host hotel right to, you know, drug testing, right to athlete registration, right to competing. So it's all connected. It's all right there.
What was that, JB?
So everything is there. So honestly, there's not a lot of driving.
Mm-hmm.
When we do the registration, all that stuff, it's not like you got to go to a separate hotel somewhere or whatnot. Uh-huh. The hotel, the venue, all that is connected.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty convenient for, you know, the athletes and stuff like that. So any more questions?
They're asking about the judges. I know you guys have been working long and hard to make sure, because there's two things that can destroy a show, bad athletes and bad judging, and that'll take the show out in a heartbeat. And you guys are basically ensuring that the competitors want to be there because you're picking judges that have a background in doing shows fairly. So could you talk about that for a minute?
Sure. Yeah, we went out and we got some people that have some really good experience. So, and also people that have really good standards. So Earl Snyder is going to be our head judge. He's going to come in and he's going to run all of the judges' meetings, explain all the standards. And then the other four people at the table are people that, you know, we know that have that same solid foundation, that are going to give good feedback to athletes. You know, people that are athletes themselves that understand what athletes are looking for as far as feedback goes, you know, and people that are respected in the industry. So the standards are pretty clear. I mean, honestly, what we're looking for is fair judging. And if you've ever done shows and, you know, got a judging card back, I've won shows. I've also done shows that I haven't won and gotten judges' cards back where out of the five judges, one person took some time to write something down. And whether you won or not, like, I would prefer to have some feedback. You know, I want to know how to get better.
Yeah.
So that's important to us. They're all going to, you know, have those instructions. So 100%, we've got people that we're comfortable with, that we know the athletes can be comfortable with.
Well, there you go. I hope that answers your question, guys. The next one is drug testing. Will the competitors get to see the results?
Absolutely. No questions asked.
Good. Because, you know, there's a lot of questions that athletes want to ask, but they're afraid if they ask them, they won't be invited back to the show and they won't be placed fairly because they're basically rocking the boat too hard. And I find that saddening, honestly, that they feel they might lose a placing or positioning just for asking a legitimate question, because that's frightening in itself, the kind of hold that some of these organizations and voters have. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing, man. I just saw that real quick. We don't roll that way. And the first example is this podcast. Okay? I'm not involved in this podcast whatsoever. I set this bad boy up. I gave it to Kaylin and Desiree. And Kaylin and Kaylin found Desiree. And then they're rolling with it and whatnot. I don't get involved with it. Anyone can come on this podcast and speak their mind, things of that nature and stuff like that. So the thing about it is, dude, we don't roll that way. If someone got a question, the ask us, go ahead and ask us. That's not going to determine anything for us.
And I've been pretty vocal in the past.
Unless you talk about my mama.
Yeah, one of the things you guys did.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, I don't know, because when y'all came out with that snickerdoodle, I had to stay away from my mom for a couple of days. Because I was looking at it with the tight spot on my hand. I'm telling you.
Kaylin, some of the past shows that you've had me on, I've been pretty vocal about this before. Like, it makes no sense to me, why you can't give that result to the athlete. And just on a really basic level, somebody's paid some money to have that test. They should have it. You know, if they're clean, they should have some concrete proof that they're a clean, natural athlete. And so it makes no sense to me to hide it. Yeah.
We just put out a poll. I mean, if we were that way, we would put out a poll asking people about what kind of testing they want. Right?
That's true.
But we did that because we're P4P. we're a neutral entity. And, regardless that we're part of NGA, which we love Andy and NGA and stuff like that, we are always going to do what we feel is in the best interest and whatnot of the athlete. And we're going to always try to represent that way and stuff like that. So, our thing is we don't try to that's the reason why we do it, not just the poll for that, but that's why we did also the poll for, asking people questions about, now, let me tell you something about that, dude. That is different in itself. I ain't never seen no poll from no other show asking athletes, what's important to them. Is it the venue? Is it the competition? Is it this? Is it that? And because we're getting this feedback from athletes, dude, it's all charted up, pie graphs and things of that nature. And we're getting more of an exact science of what these athletes want, not just from a few of my clique people, from whoever goes into that poll, so we get really an honest answer and stuff like that. And then now we can use that information and create the best show in history.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's get to some real talk now, because I got to put this out there, because there's three or four people that have touched on it, and I get where they're coming from. Like you said, Dave, you can understand where, and Joe said it as well, you can understand that some of these people have been so damaged. And I think Frederick Douglass had said, it's so much easier to raise up a child than to try to fix a broken man. There's a lot of athletes that are so stuck in the game, and I'll put that in air quotes, that they're broken to the point of not trusting. So basically, even at the beginning of the show when they're saying, what's the catch? That's, it's like, okay, you've been hurt enough. You're wary of what we're saying, and everything you're doing is for the athlete, but they don't understand it. And, if they're, especially if they're not part of the P4P family, it'll be much harder to understand because there's certain things you guys that have done for us that just spoiled us rotten. But we're used to the standard and what you guys are saying to be true. For somebody sitting on the outside looking in that keeps getting screwed over, you know, there's been shows where pros have won and not been paid. So, you know, I get why these questions are coming in, but with the understanding that we know, all of us, you, JB, and myself, Joe, we all understand that you guys are speaking the truth. And that's a different standard to start from rather than having a broken individual that hasn't been paid two or three shows. And, you know, and as a pro, like you said, if you're a pro and competing as a pro, how can you not be paid when you're a pro? But
it's the same thing. I think people are swinging and missing. I think there's a lot of, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm just, here's the thing. You got to have a, like you said, real talk. And my thing is that, you know, I'm not, you know, there's a lot of great promoters out there. And you know, there's organization that has set, there's out there that have set the table for us to even have shows. So I definitely recognize and I respect all those people. But at the same time, there's nothing's perfect. We aren't either. That's why we always are striving to do more because we know that, you know, no one's perfect and you can always get better. So my thing is there's a lot of people swinging and missing to where they're sort of dumbing down. They're sort of dumbing down what people want, what they think people want. And what's happening is a lot of our shows these shows aren't being thought out. They're not being pondered. They're not being thought out. They're not really being taken seriously, in my opinion. I think a lot of people are just basically following the trend of a lot of other people. Now, there's your select few.
Uh-huh.
That are trying to change the game, as in, you know, my boy Leif Anderson, shout out to him, doing things, trying to shake things up and stuff like that. And there's a few more out there that are doing it as well. But my thing is that it's coming down to where all it's about with drug-free bodybuilding, it seems to me. Is where I see the promoters doing and stuff like that. And this is nothing against them. I'm just making an observation right now. Is that it comes down to, like, you know, either prize money or a trophy. And then what happens is you know, and I'm speaking from experience, man. And my thing is that, you know, me, I didn't, you know, it's cool to get these trophies. And the prize money really would never factor in my head when I was doing bodybuilding ever. And my thing is that I think a lot of athletes, you know, they want some meaning behind their championship, you know. And it's messed up when someone wins a championship from a show, and they're basically a king for a night, and then after that night. Is almost like they didn't win anything. And they're not, you know, there's not a lot of history. There's not a lot of, you know, this is our champ parading our champion around. Like, this is our champion of this show, or even the worldwide champions and stuff like that. You know, there's not like that. You know, there's many champions that I've seen before, like I was saying before. And I done talked to Leif, I done talked to a lot of people about this. And stuff like that. And I've been preaching, you know, this is stuff where, you know, I've been, you know, to a lot of events and talked to a lot of athletes and a lot of people. And the thing about it is you got, you know, past athletes that are buying tickets to to the show that they won. You got some athletes, you know, they might get a picture of them up on social media and whatnot. They might get that, and that's about, you know, that's it. A lot of people, you know, feel like, all right, you know, I think a lot of athletes, it's not really about the money. It's not really about, you know, no one's getting rich off of drug-free bodybuilding. And no one's, you know, trophies are awesome. They look cute and they're awesome. But you know what? You know what makes those trophies even better is meaning behind those trophies, right? So acknowledgement mm-hmm. of the sacrifice that that athlete made and whatnot to you know, win. You know, there's a lot of people that had to sacrifice and not go to certain family functions, had to be disciplined on a lot of things, devote a lot of time to this and stuff like that. And my thing is it should go a little, in my opinion, it should go beyond the stage and stuff like that. If you have any kind of, if you feel that your show is on that level, you know, if you feel that you have an important show, then if someone wins your show, then that person should be, you know, the man. They should be the person that you put out front and center. Now, some people don't believe that. Some people feel that maybe the athlete shouldn't be, you know, put up front and whatnot. It should be about more about the organization versus the athlete and stuff like that. I'm not one of those people that feel that way. I feel that you work through the athlete. No one comes to a show to watch an organization or paperwork. No one comes there to look at an empty stage. People come
That's
here to
true.
See the athlete. People come there to see the athletes and see the accomplishment that those individuals achieve. And it should be hoisted up as so and stuff like that, not just like hoisted up for a night and then forgotten about and stuff like that. I understand that, you know, what else can you do and stuff like that. But my thing is, dude, as long as you have a show and stuff like that, you know, you should be able to, treat that individual or at least remember that individual's sacrifice and sweat, blood, and tears for trying to accomplish something, maybe something huge in their life, you know, and showing respect to that, you know. And I think respect goes a little bit deeper than just handing someone a trophy. I think respect mm-hmm. goes in hand where, you know what, me and this athlete has a partnership with this show and whatnot. I'm putting on a great show and you just won a great show. And to me, that's a partnership between us to, you know, go out there and promote the show and that athlete together.
Well, there you go. Well,
that's the reason why
that's
the reason why we created some of the things that we did, like King and Queen of the Hill, things of that nature. And there's going to be more to come, dude. This is just the start, you know, of what we're going to do. So my thing is, you know, keep your eye out and stuff like that for that. There are going to be more to come. This is just one level of what we're trying to do. We want to go, you know, beyond this, dude. So this is just a start. So understand that, you know, you want to come check this show out, man. It's the hypest show and stuff like that. If you want to go to the show and have fun, just really good fun, and leave that show with an experience in your that you can say, man, that was a great show, and stuff like that. Then you need to come on down to P4P Undefeated August 11th, 2018,
Ocho?
Where it's going down.
I just like saying that. Hey, Joe, you got anything else to add?
Is there any more questions you want to throw? I mean, if
yeah.
we have a minute or two,
yes,
I'll take another one. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get them out as quick as I can. The new season flavors, you said they're going to be coming out when?
Tomorrow they are completed and off for third-party testing. So they're done right now. It's just got to go through the final third-party testing for verification. And when that checks out, we're shipping them out to customers. So they're up for sale right now at p4pmuscle.com. So get them tomorrow, last chance, $5 off, and then they're going to ship for you within just a couple days.
Now, p4pmuscle.com, get your membership. This is something crazy, man. If you're an athlete or just a regular person that buys supplements on a regular or even now and again, save that money, hundreds and hundreds of dollars you can save on this membership. The $19.99 that you pay a month is nothing compared to the hundreds of dollars that you save from this membership on quality products and stuff. And we're going to expand our product line. We're going to start getting into fish oils, multivitamins, antioxidants, a whole lot of different things that we're going to start bringing up to the forefront and that you can save tons of money on and stuff like that. We wanna shift the way business is done, man. Stop paying retail. Stop paying retail and join this and join PvP Vault, man, and get your savings and whatnot, and then, you know, and be able to, because there's a lot of people say, man, what I hear all the time, there's the things that we're solving all the time. Either I'm tired of this flavor, so that's why we implemented seasonal flavors, where every quarter we do new flavors on all of it and stuff like that. No one's doing that. And then the next thing what we're doing is we're doing a P4E Vault. Oh, that stuff is too expensive and whatnot. Well, we just do. You're getting like a 5-pounder for like $44 or so and whatnot. And that's the high quality ISO whey protein, high quality stuff that you're getting for that price. You're literally saving $40 to $50 on that. And then it goes even deeper than that. You're getting a 2-pounder for like $26 and whatnot. ISO whey, things of that nature, third party tested. You're getting high quality stuff for like Walgreens prices. Where are you getting that at?
Yeah. Well, one of the things I'd like to jump in, since we're on that topic, let's go ahead and deal with one of those questions. And we were talking earlier, and I was listening to some of the stories. A lot of people, I guess, are hearing this for the first time. When we talk about quality products, I always break it down to like drug dealing. I said it all depends on how much of the cut you're getting this actual product and how much you're getting this actual garbage. Could you guys, Joe, I'll let you answer this one, speak about the product and how high a quality it really is, especially compared to the garbage and crap. And I can call it that because I've seen the ingredients on that stuff, and it's basically straight garbage with a little bit of product. So the cut is so bad, if it was a drug, you wouldn't even be able to get really high. You'd get maybe a buzz. So, you know, just speak on that and help them understand just how high-end the quality PvP really is.
So there's a couple of the you know, pretty basic level stuff that you can scan a product and you can tell pretty quickly if there might be some things going on, right? One of them is how transparent is the label? And what I mean by that is, are there proprietary blends? Are there matrices? You know, what kind of fillers are in this product? You know, those kind of things. Like, you could tell if somebody's hiding something or not. You know, if you see, you know, 18,000 milligrams explosive energy blend and then a whole list of stuff, it's pretty hard to tell exactly what you're putting in your body. And, you know, we don't want to do that. We're not going to do that with P4P products. You know, we know the ingredients, you know the ingredients of the customer, exactly how much was in each one. And then before it ever gets to you, it's been verified third party that that's what you're getting. So
and that's,
you know, as far as that goes,
that's big.
Yeah, as far,
that was on a,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as far as that stuff goes, I mean, you can tell pretty quickly on a label if someone, you know, for whatever reason, and I know that some of the businesses will say they've got some secret formula and that's why they want to not put it all out there so someone could just copy their formula.
Oh, cool.
That's a bunch of bull, because I can take light refraction and tell exactly what's in that product anyway in a lab really quickly and really easily. So if somebody wants to know what's in that product, it's not very hard these days to break it down and know exactly what was in it anyway. So there's no point to, you know, not being transparent on the label. And then, you know, the ingredients themselves, you can tell the difference when you take the product. What I mean by this is I put out a post recently on Facebook, just kind of joking, but it's true. One of the benefits of really high standards with P4P products is that, you know, when we go through and do the R&D and, you know, it gets to me and, you know, we start to play around with this with a lot of individuals for taste, if it doesn't make the cut, then that's what I take. That's what I use. You know, so I'm basically using the rejects so that the customers get the really good stuff. And, you know, I'm mostly joking about that, you know, but even the rejects taste way better than, you know, what people are getting from most companies. And every single time I take it, and JB laughs at me, as I usually will make a comment on the alter ego, like, man, yeah, I can feel this working. You know what I mean? Like, it's still, every single time I take it, it still works like it's supposed to work, you know. So you can tell by how you feel taking the product too, that it's dosed correctly, that there's no corners being cut. So that's important as well. And then the ingredients coming from the United States is a pretty big deal too. You know, you can buy this stuff cheaper from China, but we just don't trust, you know, what kind of standards they have. Even though, you know, getting it here, you can test all of it. We don't trust that. You know, we'd rather have the ingredients sourced from within the United States, and then before it ever even gets to the production line, everything is inbound tested. Everything is tested outbound, and then it also tested third party for finished product. So you can't really get any better. We've taken all the steps to ensure that everything is legit.
Yeah, and I'm going to jump on that one because that's a big point. Because honestly, the one thing I learned when I was getting into the supplement side of the industry is that good health ain't cheap. like man, you're talking hundreds and hundreds of dollars. If you could save every dollar to basically keep ensuring your good health, because especially I'm excited with you guys talking about getting the fish oil and multivitamin. I know that you guys take it to heart and very serious about what you're putting out there because your name is attached to it. So that's big in itself. But, you know, like I said, when you're spending all that money for basically half the product, that's a slap in the face, especially when you find out, you know, just how much you've been robbed.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of research, but if you look hard enough, I don't name any names, and I'm not going to, but just do some research and look. Some of the really, really big companies that are really, really popular have been offenders, and if you research, you'll find it. And, you know, there's a temptation there where if you're the CEO of a company that's, you know, selling 10 million units a month of a protein and you can cut a corner that saves 50 cents per unit, you know, you can basically write yourself a huge bonus at the end of the year.
Yep.
So there's some temptations there.
And
those temptations have been acted on. Yep. And if you do a little research, you'll find it. And typically it gets a little noise and then it gets drowned out because there's, you know, a couple of these companies are backed by publicly traded companies, and they drown all this stuff out with a ton of, you know, marketing noise. But,
yeah,
you know, smart consumers know who they are, and you can do a little bit of research, and you can see this stuff. So it's out there, but, you know, you can be confident with P4P. We've taken every step we can to make sure that these products are going to stand on their own.
And they're going to stand for a long time. And I think that's the thing. You guys didn't get in it for short money. You got it into it for the love of the game. And that's a big difference. It's either passion for money or passion for life. And I think you guys got in on the end that basically ensures that everyone would be impressed and not just your pocket. So that's big in itself. Before we – go ahead.
So one thing, too, is just to go off of that and stuff like that. You know, we need to have higher standards in drug-free bodybuilding and fitness and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, many times you hear a lot of people talk, it's almost like brainwashing and whatnot, to where, you know, if you're doing drug-free bodybuilding and fitness, understand that you ain't going to make no money, you know, and all blah, 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 and all that stuff. And it's almost, you know, a negative thing. Not say money is, you mean anything or whatever thing it is, but it's almost like putting a cap on how far you can go in this sport. And I don't like a cap on anything. And my thing is this sport will go as far as, you know, people want it to go. And, you know, if you continue to have people or certain people, you know, talk in terms of, basically we better be happy with what we got. You know, like scraps
yeah.
off the table. You need to be happy with what we got and stuff like that. Not try to, you know, strive for things, you know, trying to get better and stuff like that. Because I seriously feel that this sport should be, you know, one of the biggest sports out there, I feel. It just takes creativity and some, you know, some people, some frontier people who think big and are, you know, you know, in the words of, you know, Obama, you know, dare to be great and try to, you know, go not follow the trend, but start a trend, you know, and those are the people that I like to surround myself with, you know, because those are people that make me think and do my best and they get the best out of JB. So, you know, my thing is you know, I think Lee hits me up all the time. We talk back and forth in channel and stuff like that. And Lee all the time sits there and say, hey, man, you guys are setting the bar and everything like that. And I said, that's because, brother, you set the bar. And we just going to play this game back and forth, you know. And he sits there and said, well, you know, you understand that I'm coming for you, you know. And this is all lighthearted and stuff like that. It's friendly, what we call friendly competition, right? And mm-hmm. and that enhances the sport, right? So you can be great without stepping on other people or putting other people down or you know, whatever the deal is or feeling threatened and stuff like that. You know, you don't have the cornerstone of how to do things. And so, you know, there's other people that have different things, different strokes for different folks. And so, you know, my thing with this, you know, if anyone can take away anything from what we're doing with this show is that, man, dare to be great, man. Don't let anyone put you in a box. And I'm saying this to all the promoters, man. Do something, you know, outside the box, man. Let's try to, you know, and that's the only way this sport can get better and get great and whatnot when you got people who, you know, dare to do that versus taking the shortcut and just saying, you know, this is how we do it. And I understand why people take the shortcut. I get it. Because the promoters, man, they get a lot of the, you know, they're the fall guy, right? So they're the fall guy.
They get the flack and the grease.
Yeah. So if this thing don't, right. So if this thing don't go well, they're taking the hit, not the organization. And I seriously feel promoters do not get to do what they should get because they take mm-hmm. all the risk. They take all the risk. And, you know, they take all the risk, and a lot of them do it because they want to have a bodybuilding show in their neck of the woods. And you know, a lot of them don't get any kind of money off of this at all. And, you know, yet the organization maybe get the bulk of the praise, but the promoters, you know, I don't know. They seem to me that they are like, you know, they take all the risk and stuff like that, and they're probably the main person that makes sure these shows are even possible. And I feel that, you know, a lot of them should get recognition. I understand why some of them will just be taking the shortcut because it is a big risk. It is a big risk, and it is a lot of money and stuff like that. And I done heard horror stories from other promoters of, you know, stuff that happened to them and stuff, you know. And so, you know, we're going to have quality shows, man. The promoters have to be treated better, too, as well. I will, you know, be one, a advocate for that and stuff like that. And then, and they have to, you know, the organization has to, like, sort of support them a little bit better and whatnot, you know. They are representing your brand. And so you know, you should want them to succeed.
That's true. I mean, and even to that point, you know, hats off to Andy and Francine for basically letting people be, have free reign to do what we want to do, because this is, like you said, this is unheard of stuff. This is untested waters, uncharted waters. It's like
We wanted to go somewhere where there weren't, you know, where there weren't no politics, man. You know, we didn't want to deal with no politics, man. We didn't want someone to tell us that, you know, well, you can't do that for the athlete because someone else will not be happy about it. Nah. Yeah. We want, you know, that's the first thing we went, and that's the reason why we went with Andy, because he had the least resistance. You know, along he said, you know, he wanted us to do a quality show and professional show and things of that nature, which we would. Other than that, you know, he give us free rings and stuff like that, you know, and he's probably one of the few heads that, you know, he doesn't let politics get in the way of progress. So, you know, if someone, you know, he's basically letting us do what we want to do. without, you know, any you know, grumbling or politics, you know, that, oh, you can't do that, oh, you can't do that, and stuff like that. He looked at it as it enhances the organization in itself, which will enhance it for everybody else.
Well, there you go. Joe, you got anything else to add?
No, thanks for having us on, Kay. I love doing these. Anytime you get me on, I love doing them. So
I
appreciate
do miss
it.
Desiree, though. Desiree is sort of that she has calming voice. I do miss her in there. So we have to make sure next time we got the whole gang here.
Yes, sir.
But I do understand she's doing her motherly duties, which that's awesome.
Yeah, I you know, and stuff comes up, and we've all been in that position where we had plans and they may have to change because life happened. And, you know, I've been telling everybody about the car. So there was 100 things I had lined up, and then, boom, all of that changed. So, you know, I get it. And, Des, we miss you, and thanks for giving us a heads up. Guys, thanks so much for being on here. Thanks
Des
so much.
Our FC. P for
yeah,
P on the FC.
Yeah, we'll see Desiree again soon enough. She's going to do an awesome job.
Hasn't seen it, we've got a little video, a promotional video out there. Check it out. We got the guys, the superheroes, and they are awesome.
I think Bumblebee is going to make an appearance at P4P Undefeated.
There you go. And so that's I like that. That was definitely Mike Brown's song tonight. Lots of information. Guys, it's in the archive, so you can listen to it over and over again. I'm sure you'll keep on hearing more and more new information. And also, please understand, what's been put out on the air is fact. It's set in stone. There's no turning back. There's no pulling the wool over your eyes. There's no pulling the rug from under your feet. The guys have set it up where they have the backing to do exactly what they're saying. It won't change when the show day comes over. Nothing's going to be altered. If it is, it's going to be altered for the better, but it's going to be with consideration ahead of time. So, JB, Joe, thanks so much. Any last words before we end the show?
PBolt.com. If you want to get quality supplements at a quality price and you want to enhance your workout, you need to come to the third-party tested supplements or P4P muscle that we're introducing, P4PVault.com, the new paradigm shift of supplement business.
There you go. Joe?
Yeah, other than that, the tickets and the registration, it's up. It's ready to go. Just go to P4PUndefeated.com. The event page has a lot of information on it that I think will help any level of athlete, whether you're a pro or amateur doing your first show. There's posing galleries on there, which poses are going to be mandatory, you know, how to do them the right way, everything to the banned substance list, to venue information.
Right, Joe?
We'll be doing a prep seminar with Dr. Fitchin coming up soon. You'll hear more details about that soon.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Kay.
All right, have a blessed night, guys.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Night. No problem. You heard the word. The guys put the information out there. Des, we missed you. You heard it from JB and Joe. They missed you as well. And I know the listeners missed you because we've had so much questions come in that I wasn't able to answer, and I do apologize for that. But with so much information coming out there, I do not want to interrupt the flow. And some of the questions were so backed the information that we were already leading into, that it would take away from the direction of the show, and we don't want to impede that where the information doesn't get completely out. So, guys, I'm really sorry about that. I will try to catch up on those questions Thursday, and if we can't do that, then we'll get up on them next Tuesday, but they will be addressed. Thanks so much again. In place of Desiree and the P4P guys, I'm going to use Des's sign off. Your body's a temple, so let's build it.